أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا والقمر والليل إذ أدبر والصبح إذا أسفر إنها لإحدى الكبر نذيرا للبشر لمن شاء منكم أن يتقدم أو يتأخر. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described for us glimpses of the fire of Jahannam, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the guardians or the guards of the fire of Jahannam, angels in charge of the different punishments and the reasons. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kalla wal qamar. Allah takes a qasam, qasam of the moon, wal-layli idh adbar, and qasam of the night, when it turns back, when the night withdraws, was-subhi idha asfar, and qasam of the morning, when it brightens, that is, as the sun begins to rise. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, innaha la-ihda al-kubar, certainly, Saqar, or the fire of Jahannam, is amongst the greatest of signs, or the greatest of calamities, nadhiran lil bashar, as a warner for mankind. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes these qasams, and Allah Rabbul Izzat reiterates and Allah rewarns us about this great calamity, the calamity of the fire of Jahannam, the disaster that is going to take place, the kind of punishment, etc. Interesting would be to know why did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take these particular qasams, these particular oaths. Now through our different lessons of the oaths of the Quran, we all have understood that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is free to take a qasam of anything that Allah Ta'ala so desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not obligated or bound to any laws of the Shariat. Allah Himself imposes the laws. We are only to take qasam in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes qasam of different creations of Allah. Here the first qasam is that of the moon. And when we look at the moon in its creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it, وَالَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا, that the moon in effect is the reflection of the light of the sun. And because of its position and the position of the sun, we will find sometimes the full moon, sometimes we will find it lesser, sometimes we will find it diminishing. And in that way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that, O insan, you look up at night and you see this moon in its different forms, and you also understand that it changes from one position to the other and it disappears. So there will come a time when all of this that you see around you, this universe, this earth, and everything is also going to disappear. And you are now supposed to have thought about this day of Qiyamah. You are supposed to have thought about the non-existence of this world, when it is all going to crumble. Together with that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also draws our attention to the fact that when you look at this moon and you understand and you realize that its light is a mere reflection of that of the sun, then also understand that this dunya that you are indulging in, this material world that you are indulging in, one is the earth and one is what is on the earth that will be regarded as dunya. All these material things are a mere reflection. You take joy and benefit of all of this, but it is just a reflection of the original benefit and the original joy, and that is the benefit and the joy of Jannat that will be forever and ever. And like that moon will diminish, all of these reflections will also diminish. A person sees his shadow and he sees in his hand something that is very beautiful, and he looks at the shadow, Even if he looks at the reflection in the water, he will know that that is a mere reflection. And like that, we are supposed to be able to distinguish what is original and what is a mere reflection. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذْ أَدْبَرَ. And Allah takes this qasam of the night. When the night begins to withdraw, when the night begins to come to an end, and the night turns away, like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us that this dunya is a very dark, but it is a very dark place that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا أَسْفَرْ. And then in the morning, when you see the light and you see it through dawn, now the light that cracks through the horizon, then understand that all of this is darkness, but the real light. وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes in one description of the day of Qiyamah, it will be lightened up with the noor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and like that, the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be seen, the glimpse of it by those in Jannat. Allah ta'ala grant us that, that will be the real light, and that will be the real and ultimate goal that a Muslim is supposed to have. Innaha la ihdal kubar. And Allah now says that, listen, all of this is in its place, but understand that this fire of Jahannam, the Saqar, that flaming fire that Allah has spoken about, that is a very great sign of Allah, or rather a very great calamity of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He has created. He has created that and He has sent you this Quran. He has created that and He has sent you the Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to keep yourself away from that great calamity, no matter how difficult it may be. But oh insan, you will never be able to bear that difficulty in the fire of Jahannam. Nadhiran lil bashar. This fire of Jahannam in itself is a warner to mankind, that if you can just understand this, visualize it. In the different ayats, I have given you all the descriptions of the fire of Jahannam, the way it will burn. It will not leave any limb, it will not leave any vein, any vessel or any nerve. Everything will burn out. Is that not sufficient as a warner for you, O insan? For who is all this? لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَن يَتَقَدَّمَ أَوْ يَتَأَخَّرَ. Man is divided into two groups. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the one group, ayyataqaddam, that group that will go forth, go forward for what? To fulfill the commandments of Allah. Go forward in the obligations of Allah. Go forward in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aw yata'akhkhar. Or the second group of people are those that will backpedal, those that will move behind. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ. It is for those amongst you, it is for those of you who desire, those of you who want, from those that go forth or those that go behind. In other words, Allah Rabbul Izzat has left this choice to us now, that either we go forth towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the obedience and in the ibadat and worship of Allah, and then go forth also on the day of Qiyamah into the ni'mats of Allah. O yata'akhar, O we hold back, we do not go forward towards the ibadat of Allah. We turn away from obedience to disobedience. We turn away from the pleasure of Allah into the displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the two choices. We have the choice to make. Allah has shown us the way, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us the way that we should not go, and that is towards the fire of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.